Welcome back to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? Yes, I know I said I was ready to buy the car. I'm just not. Sweet listeners, over the years, I've been crazy lucky to see my fair share of true alchemy. By definition, alchemy is, quote, when a person creates something through a seemingly magical process. And you lovely dingleberries, like I said, I've been witness to this stuff on several occasions. An example, you ask? Okay. When separated, only 50% of Sonny and Cher had undeniable talent. Speaking of which, not too long ago, while having my conscience scraped and rinsed, the idea hit me. What if I brought together the right creative people and asked them to make shit up based on my own twisted, demented ideas, then offered a podcast of this seemingly magical process, and I could call it Alchemy? Why can't you be more like your brother? Well, after a bit of title tinkering, I'm so very proud to welcome you, dear friends, to another episode of Alchemy This.
Take a photo. I'm going to get a photo of this.
Hey, get away. Get back away, please. You see the tape?
No photos. No photos, okay?
What do you see? What do you like? What do you don't like about this?
I don't like anything about it, Peterson.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what I noticed right away. Cigarette still lit.
Yeah.
That's strange.
Peterson, you've got a Holmesian eye for detail.
Well, I studied under the great.
Sherlock Holmes?
Nope. You.
Oh.
Sure. Oh, that was my cigarette. Can I have that back?
I misunderstood. I thought it was in the...
Oh, no, I left it there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a holder.
Yeah.
You thought the dead guy's two fingers would help hold your cigarette.
Well, I was taken aback by the whole thing. I wasn't thinking clearly.
Tell us your name again, please.
Oh, Turla.
And you're the waitress.
Well, I'm also the floor manager, but yes.
Turla. How do you spell that?
T-U-R-L-A-H. Turla.
Okay, the traditional way.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. I'm very shaken.
And do you remember this particular patron from inside the diner earlier?
You know, I do remember that because I, as a floor manager, I'm very adept at remembering people's faces, remembering our interactions. He wanted his eggs over easy. I said, that's not going to be a problem. Unfortunately, it was a problem.
So he's having eggs late at night.
That's correct.
We serve
breakfast all day. It's a great menu. Protein is good for you, you know.
You said it ended up being a problem, the eggs that you ordered.
Well, yes, not my problem, but right. Frank in the kitchen, he doesn't fucking understand things. So I said over easy, and he fucked it up.
Frank, you want to answer to that?
Yeah, but you know, it's...
Oh, my God.
No, hold on a second. Let me speak for myself here for a second.
Okay, no, you can speak for yourself. I just want to warn them. They have made the biggest fucking mistake of their lives. Do not get your notepads out for this, detective.
You're going to want to take some of these notes down,
Jesus
all right? First
Christ.
Off, I, if you guys are ever hungry late night, come over to my house.
When over your house?
Come over to my house.
He
when
does
I
not have a house. He all does right, not
right,
have a
all
house.
All right, all right,
all right. That's an overstatement.
Do you rent?
Kinda. I move around, you know what I mean?
You're between situations, right?
Yeah,
now.
A little bit. Between a lot of situations, you know what I mean? My
I don't feel we're getting a straight answer from you, Frank.
Come on, man. Let me just tell you what you
are
mean.
You the cook here?
Yeah.
Okay. And so when the eggs were ordered, what was the problem?
Well, number one,
I'm very interested to hear this. Thank you, detective. I've been asking him that as well.
My question is always like, over what? You know what I'm saying? It's like over easy. It's like, all right, but like over what? You know what I mean?
Well, hey, over easy is the answer. Though.
Peterson, can I talk to you by the dumpster for
sure? Sure. Will you two excuse us?
Yeah, leave me alone with this.
I like Frank for this.
You do?
You like Frank for this?
So far.
Okay.
I feel it's a little early. I feel like we
look, I know it's early, but I get hunches. You know me and my hunches.
You learned
under me, my friend. You trained under me.
But there's a couple of other fellas out there that I'd like to ask a couple questions.
How many times have my hunches paid off?
I'm going to write down it's Frank.
Or how many times have we at least framed someone based on a hunch that I had?
I don't know who want to say that so loud.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Yes.
Officers?
Yes.
Hi, my name is...
Detective.
Detective?
We're both detectives.
My name's Bobby. This is my twin brother, Robbie.
Hi.
We saw some... things.
Mm-hmm, but we're not supposed
we're
to
not
be
gonna,
here.
We can't be here.
Oh, Bobby okay. And Robbie, those are both derivative of the name Robert. So were you both named Robert?
Well, I was. They weren't expecting twins, so they only had one name prepared.
But we saw things, but we can't really tell you because we're not supposed to be out so late.
No, this is way past our curfew.
Yeah, I got the time of death at 4 a.m. So yeah, my first question would be, what were you two kids doing?
Eating. Only eating.
Just eating food in our mouths.
In the diner?
Outside?
Yeah, well, outside the diner. But it was...
Uh-huh. Which one's Bobby?
I'm Robbie.
Okay.
I'm Bobby.
Sure.
I don't think that's what you said
at first.
Are these
guys giving you problems? Excuse me, are they giving you problems, these kids?
Turla, do you remember these two?
Oh, yes, I remember them. Hello,
hi,
Robert.
Hi.
Yeah, they've been outside scrounging. They're always scrounging.
By that, of course, you mean?
Scrounging. You know, they're scrounging. They're both little scroungers.
We ain't got a good home life.
No, not as good as you.
Oh, well, I'm very, very sad to hear that. None of us have a good home life. Can we all agree?
Peterson, can I talk to you about the dumpster for a second?
Excuse us.
Absolutely.
I like Robbie for this. What do you think?
I'm writing it down.
Okay, write it down. I'm not sure which one is Robbie, but I like Robbie for this. It's definitely not Bobby. We can rule him out.
Hey, officers.
Yeah.
Frank.
Detective, please.
All right. So I was thinking, why don't we all just get together and live in a house together? You know what I mean?
Frank, can you give us a moment?
Yeah.
Sure. before we do, what do you mean?
Huh?
He's gonna try to sell you a condo.
Oh, come on.
It will not amount to anything.
Jesus, come on.
You will give him money and it will disappear.
Sure.
Okay.
Excuse us just for a second. Robbie Bobby?
Yeah?
I was told you were scrounging. Yeah. Is this something that happens on a regular basis?
I mean, at night, not during the day. We don't try to come here, get a free meal during the day when lots of people are here, but nobody shops here at night. It's empty.
Okay. So I think between Detective Thompson and myself, you're free to say whatever you want. This will not get back to whatever parental characters are in your lives at this point.
There are none.
Okay, perfect.
There's none.
All right, then there's no one for us to talk to. So really, talk openly and freely.
Well, we feel like we have some leverage here, and you don't have a ring on. Do you have a wife?
I don't see how that's pertinent.
You're very observant, kid.
We need
you make a good detective someday.
We need a home.
Oh, I see.
Peterson, let me talk to you for a second. Over by the dumpster. I got a different hunch. I like Bobby for this. Robbie, I think, is going to be a great detective someday.
So that's why you're ruining
that whole no wedding ring thing. I mean, that was very
deceptive. Hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You keep on talking over by my bed. I live in this dumpster, and you keep on coming over here.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry, sir.
What's your name, sir?
Oh,
you got yourself a dog.
Yeah, little dog.
That's the dog's name?
Little dog.
Sure.
Peterson, let me talk to you for a second. I like little dog for this. Look, I haven't examined the body enough to know if there's a dog bite, but I don't know.
I feel strongly that we need to get away from your hunches at this point and just hear these people out.